Listener production.
The pokies again costing local communities millions. How technology could stop animals from crossing the road and building to this weekend's massive interleague clash. Hi and welcome to Eastern Victoria Local News. It's Lee Jollo with you to share the news from our backyard. Mostly sunny for the border northeastern Gippsland, partly cloudy with the chance of a shower for the Goulburn Valley. We're heading for tops of 19 in Albury, Wodonga and Shepparton and 17 for Warragul. It took until after midday yesterday to get the power back on at the Goulburn Valley Secondary College after a P-plater hit a power pole on Horton Street the night before. It left almost 1,000 homes without power for several hours. The man charged over an axe attack on the border has been refused bail. The 34-year-old allegedly assaulted a 47-year-old in North Albury on Monday, resulting in head injuries. The Mate Street attacker will now remain behind bars until his next court date on July the 19th. As pokies are opening up across the state after COVID, losses are starting to slowly climb in Shepparton and Latrobe Shires. There are 21 venues between the two and they lost $7.4 million in March this year. There are only six venues between Wodonga and Alpine Shires, but people have still lost a combined $1.4 million in March there. Now the Victorian government is introducing a new app to support those with gambling addiction, but the Alliance for Gambling Reform head Tim Costello says that's not enough.
It's the accessibility in pubs and clubs. 75% of the world's pokies in pubs and clubs, of course, is the damage. So what we need more than an app is actually gambling reform. Slow the pokies down.
The new dome shelter at Mafra is taking shape, located at the northern end of the reserve. It's being built with $250,000 secured from the federal government. The space will be used to keep the weather off food and wine stalls at this October's agricultural show. Rex Airlines appears to be increasingly withdrawing its regional routes. The latest one on the chopping block is the flight from Albury to Melbourne, although a review has many more fearing cuts are just around the corner. And keeping deer and other wildlife off the roads has gone all high-tech, with two new virtual fences installed. There's one on Mount Buller Road near Sawmill Settlement and another along the Great Alpine Road near Harrietville, sending off audible pulses and blue lights when activated by cars' headlights. Invasive Species Manager David Pastelenik says data will be collected on how effective they are and they could be implemented elsewhere in the region.
Roadkill and accident numbers is what we're looking at. So we've got some anecdotal evidence or data in terms of how many kangaroos, how many deer are hit each year on those sections of road.
Let's look at some sport now, and the best of the best are preparing to return to the field. The Goulburn Valley and the Ovens and Murray will clash this weekend in a massive weekend of football and netball. The leagues have put together teams with their best of both. They'll be fighting it out at the Maroopna Recreation Reserve. Ovens and Murray General Manager Craig Miller says it'll be a great contest.
We play for the coveted Ash Wilson Trophy, of which we have a slight advantage over the GV. But what I do know is that when these two leagues play against each other, they're fierce contests and they're very, very close encounters.
And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.